Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at The Film Punch. And actually, that's what I would usually say, but in this particular episode, along with the other two episodes that will follow after this in the next few days, are the last episodes of the podcast, so I'm not going to be doing anything that is over on YouTube. This will all just be for the podcast listeners, for those of you who still listen, which I know aren't many at this point, but for those of you who do, I do want to end this podcast off right, and yeah, just send it off and tell you guys how much I appreciate it. It's been almost 3 years now. I started on February 8th of 2020, so yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, but the fact that it's ending doesn't mean that I'm stopping doing movie reviews or anything like that. Of course, I'm still doing it over on YouTube, so definitely a huge incentive to go over to YouTube and subscribe. I'd very much appreciate it. But before I get into anything, I do want to thank the sponsor, get into the intro music, and then get into it.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
So in this episode in particular, I kind of wanted to go back and just revisit some of my favorite moments from the podcast. I'm not going to have this be like an hour-long discussion or anything like that. I don't even know if it's going to be like 30 minutes. Same goes for the other two episodes after this. I know I said the last episode a while back would be like 5 hours long. That's not really the case at this point. I'm sure some of you might understand this. I'm just kind of ready to, you know, get this chapter done with my life. Of podcasting and whatnot. I'm just kind of ready for that. But at the same time, I appreciate a lot of the experiences I've had. So I don't want to like make it seem like I hate the podcast or anything like that, because I really don't. But it's been a thing I've wanted to do for a while, is just kind of end this off and focus on YouTube. And I'll kind of talk about what I want to do going forward, not only with YouTube, but other platforms as well, in the next episode, where I'll talk about the future and, you know, the plans that I have and the things that I want to do. So that'll be a fun episode as well. So yeah, each episode will be like just under 30 minutes long, I think. I think that seems pretty fair. So about an hour and a half of content to end off the podcast. So altogether. Yeah, I mean, the podcast started on February 8th of 2020, like I said in the intro. And it started right before the pandemic, and at that point in my life, I was like, you know, I'd love to do YouTube eventually. I've known for a long time that I've wanted to do YouTube. I knew about YouTube at a very early age and kind of grew up with it. So, you know, from the age of 7 to 8, I've known it's something I wanted to do for a long time. And I started off with the podcast because I had, you know, more kind of self-esteem issues, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's necessarily the right word, but more camera shy, I guess you could say. So the podcast definitely eased me into that for sure and gave me a lot more confidence. I had some experience with like being on stage and being in front of the camera before in like high school and middle school and stuff like that. So, you know, it was something that I still was uncomfortable with, but now at this point, I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable with being on camera than you know, I was before, obviously. So, I mean, do I want to be in a movie or something like that? I don't know if I want to be like an actor, but I'd love to make a movie maybe. And maybe I'll talk about that in the next episode. But yeah, I wanted to go back. I took some pictures because if I open Spotify, it's going to stop my recording, which is stupid. But yeah, took some pictures of the episodes and the titles and whatnot, just kind of get a general sense of certain things here. But like I said, February 8th of 2020, episode 1, talking Netflix and Birds of Prey. I don't know if it's a Birds of Prey review, because in episode 2, which came out the next day, it was Birds of Prey and Ford versus Ferrari reviews. So I was probably just like introducing the podcast, talking about Netflix for whatever reason, and then also talking about how maybe I would be talking about Birds of Prey. It's like a 30-ish minute episode, which a lot of the ones to start with for a decent amount of time were 30 to 45 minutes, maybe 50-ish minutes. And it's not until I started, you know, getting a little bit deeper in when they started getting to be an hour or 2 hours at times. And now it's dwindling back down to like almost being maybe under 20 minutes for a lot of episodes now, which I don't hate because it's smaller, you know, more condensed content that I think it's easier to consume for people. But at the same time, podcasts do seem like that format to have that longer form content. So, and would I want to do a podcast and eventually do another podcast eventually in the future? Maybe, again, saving that for the next episode to talk about that. But yeah, I mean, for right now, I want to focus on the shorter form content, still getting what I want to say out, but condensing it down so people aren't sitting there watching me for 20 plus minutes. There's definitely a lot of things I can condense, and with editing lately, it's been doing well. But yeah, that's beside the point. I was saying before how the episodes started to get longer as I went along. A lot of that was just having a lot more to talk about. Some episodes, like in the beginning, would only have two reviews or something like that in it. And then episodes going forward had maybe like 7 reviews. Like, I'm sure there were episodes at times that had like 7 reviews in it. And in a way, like, there's one episode where I ranked and reviewed essentially, well, less reviews and more ranking of a bunch of slasher movies, you know, Friday the 13th, you know, why am I blanking on names? Halloween, Scream, and Nightmare on Elm Street, which that episode, if you are looking for it, yeah, I'm not like going to play any clips like that or anything from it. If you want to go listen to it, you can go back, but it's episode 47, Halloween special, slasher movie tier list. So definitely check that one out. Came out on October 31st of 2020. So yeah, very fun. I did basically a Halloween special there and then a Christmas special as well, which I did re-reviews for the channel for some of the movies that I did in that review, but you can still go check that out. Let me find that one for you. It is episode 55, Holiday Special, Fat Man, Home Alone, Elf, The Santa Claus. Wow, it's windy. Yeah, if you hear anything in the background, it's kind of windy. Cars come barreling through this neighborhood every once in a while. So, yeah, my apologies. But, yeah, let me see what else we have here. Yeah, the first guest I had, first off, in episode 20, it's called Special Announcement and Infinity Saga MCU Rewatch, which I would love to do an MCU Rewatch, you know, marathon review thing on YouTube eventually. But it's just a lot of time to put into that. So there's a lot of other things I can do in a shorter amount of time and get it out quicker. So that's kind of the thing there. But I announced in that episode that in the next episode, I would be interviewing Hal Rudnick from Screen Junkies. So in episode 21 that came out on May 17th of 2020, you can hear my interview with him. There was one question in particular I asked him about a certain controversy that happened with Screen Junkies that I regret asking in retrospect. I was just starting out then. At this time, I was only 19 years old. So it's like, I'm still basically a kid. I asked stupid questions and kind of made stupid comments slightly, but I don't think he thought anything bad of it or about me. It's just one of those questions that I asked that I was like, I kind of regret asking that in retrospect just because it's awkward and the way I said it probably sounded kind of weird, but it's not how I meant. So yeah, I mean, if you want to listen to that episode, I would definitely recommend it. It's not on my YouTube channel. I accidentally deleted that one. Not on purpose, I swear, because of that comment in there. But yeah, I accidentally deleted that one when I was like going through and taking off a bunch of the old podcast episodes, just trying to like get rid of all that extra fat on there, I guess you could say, because it's literally just, you know, you're staring at the logo of my podcast for an hour and a half or so. So I definitely wanted to get rid of that before I did anything bigger with the YouTube channel. But yeah, I mean, that's a really good review. I still very much appreciate Hal Rudnick for being my first person that I interviewed and being so open to do it. Because only 21 episodes in and I already got to interview somebody off of YouTube. So Screen Junkies, I was a huge fan of movie fights, you know, back in my early high school days. And movie fights is something they don't do anymore because, well, partially because of the controversy, but also just because I don't really know why. I don't think that's the complete reason, but Screen Junkies has been unfortunately kind of going downhill for a few years now. So yeah, I think people like them and CinemaSins are kind of being slightly kicked out by people like, you know, Ryan George with Pitch Meeting. So not to say that their channels are bad or that they don't have fans, but at the same time, it's not something that's been as relevant over the past handful of years as it was, you know, when I was in high school. But yeah, still a really great interview. Still really very much appreciate him for agreeing to do the interview with me. Second interview is episode 26, so just 5 episodes later. Special guest Mark Sunderman, who I'm assuming some people probably don't know unless you know him personally. It's my high school teacher. He was my English/creative writing teacher, and he definitely inspired me to want to do a lot of writing and stuff like that. And he's writing his own stuff at the moment for a potential screenplay, hoping that maybe Netflix or somebody like that will pick it up in the near future once it gets finished. But yeah, that was definitely a cool interview to do for me, just because, you know, it felt like the right thing to do. Is just for me to interview somebody that I knew personally like that and somebody who, you know, inspired me to want to do stuff not only with the podcast and YouTube, but also potentially writing screenplays in the future. But yeah, let me see what else we got here. Episode 29, so not many episodes later there, another guest. We have Greg Alba from The Real Rejects. I would definitely love to interview those guys again or do a collab in some way, shape, or form. I still talk to them every once in a while. But yeah, I split up their reviews, or not reviews, their interviews. So instead of like interviewing both of them at the same time, I did it like separately. And if I were to do that again, I would want to interview them both at the same time for sure. And maybe not even an interview. Like I said, I would love to do some sort of collab, whatever it might be. But yeah, absolutely love that interview. Again, there was like one question there that I regret asking, just because it's like kind of a dumb question. But again, I don't think he thought there was any ill intentions behind it. So yeah, I mean, that happens. I was still young. Let's see, June 27th. So that was actually, I posted that 2 days after my birthday. So I was 20 at that point. Still young. Okay. I'm still young now. I'm 22. All right. I'm dumb. I'm not ashamed to admit it, but you know, I'm smart in some aspects. Okay. So go easy on me. But yeah, let me see here at episode 41, not an interview or anything like that, but it came out on September 12th of 2020. It is my reviews for The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, where I reviewed all the Karate Kid movies, well, all the main ones with Ralph Macchio at least. And then, of course, I don't know how many of the seasons from Cobra Kai at that point, probably like 2020, so probably 3 seasons, the 3 seasons that were out at that time. I'm guessing it was 3. Maybe, I don't think it was the 4th season, though. I think that might have came out in 21, my bad. But yeah, I love The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, so that was kind of like the birth of me finding out how much I love it. So that was a very great episode for me as well. Let me see here. I already mentioned the Halloween special. At episode 49, I interviewed John Humphrey from The Real Rejects. Very great episode. That episode is like 2 hours long or something like that. Split up into 2 parts on my YouTube channel. If you go watch those on the YouTube channel, again, it's just, you know, you watching the logo for the whole however long it is. So it's not that entertaining to watch. But, you know, if you want to listen to it on YouTube, you can. Give me the views over there and the watch time. I'd very much appreciate that. But if you do want to listen to it over here, I'd very much understand that as well. But I very much loved that interview. Like, out of all the interviews I've done, no shade towards any of the people I've interviewed in the past, but I feel like that one's probably my favorite just because of how natural that conversation felt. Felt like a couple of friends just talking, and literally 2 hours, and like, didn't even realize that that much time went by. Do I feel kind of bad that I took that much time from him? Yeah, a little bit. There were times where I was a little picky about the audio too, but like, you know, I'm not gonna relive the past. I'm just gonna remember for the future not to be picky when people are nice enough to come on to your podcast. And it's not even like I was being a dick about it or anything like that, but like, yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely kind of OCD when it comes to my audio, so no offense to anybody if I ever interview you or something like that and your audio is a little whack and I say something, don't take it personally. But yeah, where was I? Yeah, really great interview. We even messaged a little bit afterwards and like sent some pictures back and forth. He had this cool like collage thing of like, I think it was like some Marvel or something like that, that was near his apartment or something like that. Very cool guy. I love both of them. They're great. And I've been watching both of those guys for many, many years. Maybe like 6 to 7 years, I think. So I think out of every YouTube channel I've ever watched, they're the ones that I've stuck with the longest, along with people like, you know, the Flick Pick. And honestly, that's it. Yeah, I mean, Chris Stuckman I stick with a little bit. I don't consistently watch his videos as well as, what was the other one I was just thinking about? Shoot. Oh, man. There's one person I was just one other person I was just thinking about that I used to watch. Jeremy Johns. There we go. How could you forget him? He's one of the best. Again, don't watch him consistently, but still, people that I watched, you know, back then, however many years ago, and still watch for the most part now. But yeah, thank you again if either Greg or John or really any of the people that I've interviewed in the past. If you're listening right now, thank you so much for coming onto this podcast, because that really meant the world to me. And for somebody who was just getting started, the fact to have that kind of success, you know, right off the bat, really meant a lot, gave me the push forward that I really needed. And yeah, I appreciate you for it. Hopefully we can do something in the future. But yeah, let me see what else I have here. I don't think I really have much else. No. Oh, well, I guess episode 61, my Game of Thrones review. Yeah, I'm still surprised that I finished that show, because those types of shows and like those types of settings, you know, usually just aren't for me. Same goes for movies in that kind of setting. But especially shows that are your really long episodes, like hour, maybe hour and 30 minutes long for some of them, maybe longer, and 8 seasons, so. And then I heard that the 8th season wasn't that great, but hey, that hasn't stopped me before, that 70s show. But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that I finished that one, so I think it's notable to mention the episode that I reviewed that in, because I don't think I'm going to be reviewing that show again, to be completely honest. Episode 66, on March 14th of 2021, my interview with David Paton, who played Herb/John Collins on the Marvel Disney Plus show WandaVision. That was a very, very cool interview. First actor, well, I guess Greg Alba and Hal Rudnick have done some acting in the past, but first, like, well, I guess it's not fair to say. Yeah, I mean, they were actors, but the intent of this interview was to interview somebody for an acting gig that they did, I guess. Which, by the way, Greg Alba, he was actually in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He played an underage drinker in the underage drinking episode. If you guys remember that one, very funny. You guys might go back and see that and you're like, holy shit, Greg Alba. But yeah, he was in that. And then Hal Rudnick, I don't know for sure, but I know he was in some stuff, you know, minor roles, but still very cool. But yeah, David Paton, he was on WandaVision, and that was a very cool interview to do because it was a brand new Marvel show. It was a very big interview for me to do. And, yeah, just very thankful that he accepted. Who else do we have here? Another, keeping up the trend with Marvel Disney Plus shows here. Episode 93, which came out on January 7th of 2022, interview with Clayton English from Hawkeye. He played the character of Grills. That was a really great interview. Really great dude. Yeah, that was super fun. And Hawkeye, I would have to say, you know, I like that review a little bit, or not review. I keep wanting to say review. I like that interview a little bit more than the David Payton one, just because I like the show a little bit more. Hawkeye was a really fun show, and I really liked that one. And he was also really fun in that as well. But no shade towards David Payton whatsoever. Just, you know, out of the two, I like that show a little bit better. But then, of course, on February 5th of 2022, a few days before, a handful of days or so before two-year anniversary. Sorry, I'm like stuttering here because I just realized that I posted episode 101 on February 8th of 2022, and I posted my 100th episode on February 5th. Like, what was I thinking? I don't know. But yeah, 100th episode special, obviously episode 100. So, what did I do in that one? I answered some questions from the community and my followers and list favorite and least favorite films the last 2 years. Oh yeah, so like the last 2 years of me doing the podcast, I like ranked films that I liked or whatever. I did a top 10 for the films that I liked over the last 2 years of doing the podcast. So that's pretty fun. But episode 118 on April 11th of 2022, I interviewed Gil Perez Abraham from The Batman. He played Officer Martinez. That was a really great interview to do as well. I feel like it could have gone a little bit better. Which, by the way, the David Payton one, the Clayton English one, and the Gil Perez Abraham ones are all available on my YouTube channel. And they also are in video. They were Zoom calls, so you can actually see my face and you can see their face. So I think that's very cool. Whereas the Real Rejects ones that are up there do not have video, unfortunately. But maybe in the near future, I will try to, you know, do another one with them. But yeah, the one with Gil Perez Abraham, the biggest thing for that one is that the audio was messed up. My audio sounded so bad. And yeah, it was just technical difficulties. My mic would not cooperate with me. So that was unfortunate. And now my family's home. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here because it's just going to be noise for the rest of the night. So thank you all for listening. I'll be back in the next episode to talk about the future of what I'll be doing on YouTube and other platforms as well. So see you in the next one.